Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have with us, he's been with us before, but it's been a while since we've had him. And we've got Jay Lear today from the Heartland Institute. Jay, welcome to CSC Talk Radio this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth Ann. It's a delight to be back. I love your show. You're doing great work.
Well, thank you. Well, it's the truth isn't popular. So we're not a real popular group here, but we continue to tell the truth anyway, because I believe when the people know the truth, they can make better decisions, don't you?
Absolutely, and you're exactly right. Truth isn't popular. I'm one of those strange characters that falsehoods cannot pass my lips. When people accuse me of saying something that I don't remember, if it's something that isn't true, I said, my lips could not have formed those words.
Well, you know the old saying, you had me from hello? You had me when you said, let's get rid of the EPA. And I thought, oh, I like this man.
Yeah, it's moving forward. We're going to make waves.
Well, we're going to continue to do that. We talked a little bit. You had talked about putting the new center for the EPA, which would be every state would be running their own EPA, but it would be centrally located right in Kansas. We talked a little bit about Kansas yesterday, but it was more about the Plum Island moving their facility to Kansas, which I don't think is a good idea. But anyway, everything's going to Kansas, I guess.
Well, I just chose Topeka, Kansas, because it's basically the center of the United States. And if one day we can phase out EPA and turn over the responsibilities to a committee of the whole of the 50 states, Topeka would be a sensible place to put it, but it could be any other centrally located city. So travel of the state EPA officials to the central office would be minimized.
Well, that's fine. I just was commenting that everything was on Kansas here lately. So, let's talk a little bit what's been going on. We noticed, we talk about the separation of church and state and all this and that, and here we've got the Pope joining in on this climate change. Of all the things that are going on in this nation, our president still continues to believe that climate change, that global warming is our biggest threat and enemy. And now it kind of hurts my feelings a little bit that the Pope's joining in on this. But let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, my organization, the Heartland Institute, is the leading voice battling the climate change deception and fraud or scam or whatever you want to call it. And when the Pope decided to have a conference in Rome a few weeks ago, to discuss it, we knew that he was basically in the pocket of the UN's chief scientist, Jeffrey Sachs, who's one of the biggest alarmists. And so we sent seven people over to Rome on 8 days notice and held a meeting and a press conference about a block and a half away from the Vatican, offering the other side of the story. And then some of our people were able to actually attend his conference, although they did keep out any dissenting scientists. There was one scientist, a climate scientist from France, that got permission to attend, and he bought a plane ticket, flew to Rome, and they would not let him in the conference. They did not want to hear any opposing views. The Heartland Institute got better publicity, even from liberal media, than we've ever had. Just for being the organization to show up and to make it clear to everybody that you got to hear both sides of the issue. The Pope and his encyclical make it clear they don't want to hear any side. He's basically in the pocket of the UN alarmist, and he certainly sides with Obama, and he has the upside-down idea that fighting climate change, eliminating fossil fuels is going to help the poor. Of course, it's going to do exactly the worst. The biggest problem for the poor is lack of energy, electricity. People die from burning dung to keep warm. And, of course, coal is the least expensive, easiest way to make electricity. We want to bring electricity to the darkest Africa, and he wants to rule out anything that creates carbon emissions. So it's absolutely crazy, and I think it's hurting him a lot, because I have been on the speaking throughout the country for the last few weeks, and I have questioned all my Catholic friends, and they're very upset about it. I have yet to find a Catholic individual in my audience that feel the Pope should be involved in a scientific debate. And the interesting thing, and you said, you know, it's hop in the headlines right now, Beth Ann, but every single poll that asks the public what are their primary concerns in life with our government, our country, they list about 17 topics. Global warming always comes out at the bottom. And you know, you match that with the Pope and the President saying it's the worst challenge we have. It does not make sense to the man on the street.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, we've been hearing that that lie for a long time as well, the politicians, and particularly Obama. He'll say, well, this is what the American people want. I mean, he said that with Obamacare, and the majority of the American people did not want it, and they are not concerned about global warming. They are concerned about the economy. They are concerned about the lack of jobs, and we're very concerned about the corruption and the lying that we hear coming out of the D.C. I call them D.C. occupiers. But, you know, the global warming or climate change, whatever you want to call it, they've got an awful lot of people convinced. They're just convinced something's going on. And, you know, I think something's always going on with the weather. We had some pretty bad weather going through parts of the nation here lately, last night. I mean, some pretty bad storms through Illinois and some other areas. But I don't believe it's something that mankind has caused, but I do believe we need to be good stewards, and I know you feel that way, too. And when we talk about the coal industry and the EPA attacking those, and not just that, but all the industries here in the United States with their overregulations and mandating and all this and that, you know, permits and licenses you have to do for everything. It's all a tax on the people, whether we want to recognize it as a tax or not. But we pretty much have the cleanest air here in the United States of any country, don't we?
That's absolutely true. We have clearly the very best environment. There are very few countries in the world that I have not been to, and I've been in none that had a better environment than we did. Now, I helped to form the United States Environmental Protection Agency between 1968 and 1971 when we just had no idea of really protecting our air, our water, our soil. And over 4 years, a half a dozen of us that ran scientific professional societies talked President Nixon and the Congress into forming U.S. EPA, signed it into law in 1971. In the following 9 years, the rest of the 1970s up to 1980, we passed, and I testified 36 times before various committees of the Congress, we passed a safety net of six or seven laws that quite properly protected our air, our drinking water, our waste disposal, our mining, our agricultural chemicals, and so on. That safety net's been in place, and we really haven't passed any laws that have either added to improving the environment or public health since 1980. In 1980, the very radical environmental zealot green group saw EPA as a mechanism by which they could, regulate society almost out of existence, certainly stop progress. They really have taken it over, and in the last 35 years, we really have not passed a single environmental law that has any value other than impeding economic progress. So, I mean, I started out creating EPA and wanting a baseline of regulation, and now it's the overreach. It's so horribly out of hand. And you said it, Beth Ann, that the weather is always changing. Man has virtually nothing to do with it. There are some scientists on my side that think maybe we can measure man's impact, but it's negligible. Okay. I challenge even that. I don't think it's measurable.
We're going into a break, Jay. I want to talk about the overreach of the EPA when we come back, and I'm opening up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and Jay and Beth Ann will be right back.
Mm-hmm. Remember Ronald Reagan and the pride Americans felt? Remember 9/11 and the patriotism that united us all? It's time to rise up and write another chapter in that freedom story. Join me, John Andrews, and thousands of friends at the Western Conservative Summit, June 26th to 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. It's a huge rally on the right with terrific entertainment and a boatload of star speakers. 2016 candidates like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry, Katie Pavlich debating the left on gun rights, media voices like Hugh Hewitt, Byron York, thought leaders like Arthur Brooks, David Horowitz, grassroots training workshops, acres of exhibits, low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com. See you there.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HanbyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hanby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HanbyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HanbyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Jay Lehrer of the Heartland Institute. You can visit their website. Just go to heartlandinstitute.org. All kinds of information there. They have articles written by different folks and on lots of different topics. They don't just focus on one topic, which I really was kind of surprised when we first met, Jay, because I didn't realize you covered so many things there at the Heartland Institute. And I appreciate all the hard work that you guys do there.
Yes, Beth Ann, we focus in four major areas. Climate and environment is probably our largest. Then we deal with school reform and things like Common Core. We deal with health care and, of course, Obamacare, and also tax and budgetary legislation. We put out four different newspapers every month that are available to all your listeners if they just go to heartland.org and can sign up, and all our publications go free every single month to every elected state official in America to try to give them objective viewpoints on all of those issues to help them vote. And we find out that 70% of all the elected state officials read one or more of our publications, and almost half of them have actually made a vote influenced by what they read. So we're doing a hell of a job. We're 31 years now. We have a staff of about 42 people, a budget of just under $8 million, and every nickel comes from individuals like your listeners. We take very, very little corporate money at all. We're just individual donors that believe in what you believe in, Beth Ann, just conservative government of the founding fathers.
Well, we believe in local governing. We believe in small government as far as D.C. is concerned. We do have a caller. We have Dave from New York with a question or a comment. Dave, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. Was the report from Iron Mountain, you know, was that the birth of what, you know, you got into for all the right reasons, but it turned out to be the report for Iron Mountain's reasons?
Jay, did you hear that?
Yes, I did, but give me a quick update on what you're referring to with Iron Mountain.
Okay. You know, obviously they planned on letting things get out of control pollution-wise so that they come in, you know, with a white flag, and then, you know, basically it just kept getting more extreme with the regulations, you know, as a control factor, you know what I mean, a plan ahead of time as to how to let things get out of control so they could appear to ride in on our white horse and save everybody.
Well, I'm not sure that it was something that was pre-planned as far as us being poor stewards. I think we've grown, we've learned. I know we have down on the farm, you know, there was a day when they didn't even know anything about terraces. And then they started developing terraces and realized that if they did, you know, if they diverted the water this way or that way, you know, how much better it would be and they wouldn't have your land eroded away. So I'm not sure that it started out with those intents, but it doesn't take very long for people to realize that they can manipulate and they can use whatever the situation is to control people.
Dave, let me point out that the key movement that we have to go for is to put all the states back essentially totally in control. There is not a weak state environmental protection agency in our nation. Now, when we formed EPA, it took about 10 years for the states to get up to speed. So in the 70s, the federal government ran everything. But by 1980, the states had taken over primacy of all the laws we passed, and they're doing a tremendous job. Your point of riding in with the white flag and being the savior is the federal government trying to take over and create more regulations that are unnecessary. I mean, accidents happen. Certainly, you can't do everything perfectly all the time. We learn by doing. But the main thing is to leave the states in charge, let them deal with it with the federal laws that exist, and don't let the federal government, you know, come in and pass more regulations that do nothing but limit progress.
All right. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here later on. I want to ask Jay some questions about the land grabs that are going on. I appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you so much. We have another caller. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. You know, during the first segment, you were talking about the Pope and also with the global warming community. You're not willing to even look at the other side. And I was turned on to a book about 30 years ago. It's still available today. It was first published in 1841. It's called Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. And basically, it's almost a human nature, and it's part of our mentality for a lot of people, that they are willing to buy into almost obsessively different movements and different ideas that can't be proven, have absolutely no basis whatsoever. And the history of mankind has a long list of things that have occurred. Global warming is just simply the latest one on the list.
I have read that book, and it is astounding that almost 200 years ago, people recognized the same problem we have today. You're exactly right. It's been going on through history. I actually started a book that I never finished trying to trace it back 500 years, but it's always been with us. And the way to control people is with fear. And so you stir up a problem, get everyone excited about it, and the last words of the title are the madness of crowds, and that's what we're experiencing. But in the U.S., as I travel the country and talk to thousands and thousands of people every year, you know, the people in middle America on Main Street who don't have a horse in the race really are not deluded by this insanity.
Sure.
Well, we see it every day here in the Heartland. You know, we don't. We know what the weather does from day to day and from season to season. Of course, we see all four seasons here in the state of Missouri. But you know, it's not just for control, although they do use it for that. But it's also a distraction. So while we're distracted over here trying to fix this problem, they're over here doing something else behind us, and we're not paying attention. And a lot of times, that is something that is a lot more. It's more important and more effective in our lives, or defective
you know,
in our lives.
The point you make is so good, because when the global warming scam fraud is over, and I think that in the next couple of decades we're going to recognize that we're actually going into a cooling period, when it's over, there will be another scare. I mean, go back to Y2K. That occupied us for years. There will always be something.
There will be. There will be.
You know, when we reach a point where global warming can't be proved, then, you know, obviously we'll be going back to the ice ball days, you know. We're now into global cooling.
Absolutely. Well, and it started out as global cooling. That's how old I am, Jay. It started out as global cooling.
In the 70s, that's really what got me. In around 1975, there was a cover story, Time Magazine, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, all were talking about the coming ice age. But when that somehow just didn't scare up enough fear among people, they just shifted to global warming, and both of them were wrong.
And, of course, now we're not buying that, so they got to change the name to climate change. Steve, I appreciate your call.
Sure, have a good day.
Thank you so very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, Jay, I think something that bothers me so much, and a lot of us here in the Heartland, because we see some of the things that are happening. Now, in Missouri, we had a lead smelting plant that got closed. They just gave up. I mean, the EPA was just hounding them so bad, and every time there was new regulations, it cost. And it cost, and it cost. So we lost a lot of jobs there, and that was the last, I believe it was the last true rendering factory here in the United States, and we lost that. And that was something here in the state.
One of the major parts of moving from the federal USC EPA to a committee of the whole, part of my plan is for the committee of the whole over 5 or 8 years to review every single one of these regulations that close down the smelting plant that are not in legislation. The Congress, the Senate, the House, they didn't write that in. They just gave U.S. EPA carte blanche to do whatever they want. And so a major part of the plan is that the Committee of the Whole, the 50 states, would review every single one of the regulations that have closed down industrial plants all across America and see if they make sense. And by a vote of two-thirds of the 50 states, they could overrule and eliminate one of these regulations that's not written into legislation. And it might take 5 or 10 years, but it's critically important.
It is very important. And, you know, that is something that I say all the time. This bureaucracy has gotten out of hand. We've become the enemy of the states. I mean, at least of the federal state, we've become the enemy. And it seems like these little departments of bureaucracy, they can't seem to do enough, regulate enough, mandate enough, license enough, charge you fees and permits enough. I mean, it's never good enough. Even though we've got the cleanest air in the world in this nation, it's just never good enough. We're going into a break. We didn't get to talk about the land grabbing. I want to talk about that just a little bit. And that's coming out of these bureaucratic departments such as the EPA, the BLM, the USDA, and all these that are attacking rural America. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Beth and Jay will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Jay Lear of the Heartland Institute. You can visit their website, sign up for their newsletters. Just go to heartlandinstitute.org. That's heartlandinstitute.org. Jay, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the land grab that goes on. I'm probably the only talk show host anyway that is really concerned about rural America. And I'll tell you what, I believe rural America is the foundation of all America. And, you know, sometimes the folks in the city, and I'm from the city, so I can say that. I grew up a city girl. Sometimes they get so far removed, you know, too many generations away from the farm. They really don't know what's going on down on the farm. They don't know what happens in rural America, what keeps it alive. They don't really understand where their food's coming from. We talked about that yesterday with the cool and some of the things that are going on with our food. We talked about the Plum Island moving to the middle of the heartland of the nation, where it can be, you know, if just one little thing happens wrong, it can be astronomical to our herds and to our food supply here in the United States. And I think people fail to realize that. But we also see the land grabbing going on, and we've seen some of the things that you and I maybe can't relate to when they didn't really, they don't own the land, but they lease the land or they are grazing on the land. And we saw this with the BLM attacking Cliven Bundy a year ago. I guess it was a year ago. And people didn't understand. They said he just needs to pay his rent. Well, it's a contractual thing. And the contract, they changed the contract. He never signed the new contract. He's still going on the old contract. And I'm not going to say there weren't wrongs on both sides. But we see this happening where they just keep pulling the land away from the people. And I believe, just like you do, the states are the better ones to call the shots. They know that area. So the state should be taking care of the states. And, you know, somebody in your area knows the best for that land. And those folks that have been on that land and grazing that land, they take good care of it. They're not abusing it anyway. Yet it was so important that they had to put their foot down and they were going to take his cattle. And you know, just why are we all of a sudden the enemies? And why is it they just want, it seems like they, and I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist or anything, but it just seems like they want us off the land. They don't want us to own anything. They want big corporation to run it all. And we can see that going down a really bad road. Do you see it the same way?
You have described it absolutely perfectly. The federal government wants to own even more land than they own now, and they own the majority of land in the United States totally out of control, and they want more. They want to take over green space. They're opposed to cattle raising and a good deal of farming. It isn't a conspiracy. It's a fact. I mean, it's true of every agency that has any power over land. They want to grab more. In the city, they do it with eminent domain.
Yes.
They'll take your house if they think they can get more taxes from some developer coming in. There's a famous case up in Massachusetts. Suzette Kelo lost her house at the Supreme Court level when the city decided that a developer could create a better use of her land, and it never even happened. They took her house, and the developer never got the financing. So eminent domain is occurring in the cities. It's just as bad as a BLM taking over grazing land, as you've described. It is not a conspiracy. The federal government wants to take it over, and here again is where we need to support the states. Much of the federal land should be turned over to the states, and much of the states then could actually sell off much of the land. The federal government could do away with the national debt with ease by selling about a third of the land they have into productive uses. We have all kinds of land use regulations that do not allow land to be used for things that are objectionable to surrounding citizenry. So that great changes need to be made, and you've nailed it. I mean, it's just the BLM is another organization out of control, just as EPA is, just as OSHA is, just as IRS is. And the listeners to your show and organizations like yours, we just got to be battling the federal government because it is a war between us and the federal government. The founding fathers set up a federalist system where the federal government had very, very limited powers. The states were to run themselves. Well, we've sat back and allowed the federal government to take over. And the big corporations, you're talking about crony capitalists that use the federal government to advance their goals, and they're certainly part of the problem as well.
You know, I'm going to start a series. I always say I'm going to start something, but I'm going to start a series of little mini articles. I think I'm going to name it "Sermons from the Founding Fathers." If you go back and you look at some of the quotes, and I've got this book that's got the quotes from the Founding Fathers in it, and I'm sure it's not all of them, but it's got an awful lot in there, and I'd have to go find it and search it out. But there's one in there from one of the founding fathers about when you pay someone not to use the land and how that destroys a nation and an economy. And we have seen that in rural America. You know, the farmers thought that, well, that sounds like a pretty good deal. I mean, we can take blame on both sides here because the people kind of seem, well, that sounds like a good idea. I'm going to get paid to do nothing, you know. But then there are strings attached, just like the eminent domain. And we see these, what do they call them, the easements. And these things that go on, whether it's in the city, in the rural areas, and it all comes out of Agenda 21, which people think that's a conspiracy. Thursday. I said, no, it's not. Download it and read it. It's right there. And all these things are coming out of that. And it is all about the land. It is all about government being in control of the land instead of the people being in control of the land, which is totally opposite of what our founding fathers envisioned and fought for.
You've left that one thing, because the government also uses environmental groups to do their work. The Conservation Foundation, which is the richest of all environmental groups in America, tries to take land out of circulation with the easement, you know, so the next generation cannot use it. And they're really part of the problem. They look like a good organization, but they're more and more taking land away from people.
Well, and they started out doing some good things, you know. Maybe they would help you put in these, help you even survey it out and put in your terraces and the tiles and how you were going to take care of that property and route the water away and help your land, you know, so you could grow better crops, you can be more efficient. And we've just seen it go the opposite way. They're no longer helping the farmer. They're there, you know, smacking him on the hand or on the head, telling him, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that. And we see what they did with Clive and Bundy, and we see what they've done with some others. We're not going to go into all these individuals, but we've seen what it's done. But the majority of America, now Clive and Bundy got a lot of attention, but this has happened before, and it's happened lots of times, and nobody else knows about that because it's only rural America that's talking about it. You don't see it on NBC, ABC, CBS, and you don't even see a lot of that on Fox. Now, like I said, Clive and Bundy got a lot of coverage, but Wayne Hage didn't. And neither some of the others that had a long, long battle, and some of those battles are still going on over property.
The most exciting thing that's happened to me in the last month is that Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin, who will throw his hat in the ring for the Republican presidential nomination, has adopted mine and Heartland's plan to phase U.S. EPA out and turn over the responsibilities to a committee of the whole of the 50 state EPAs. He's adopted it as part of his platform. And if he travels around in the next year giving speeches, trying to get the nomination, and exposes the plan, I think people will begin to realize that it's just not EPA that is overreaching and taking our liberties away. It's many other of the federal agencies. And I think if we can bring one down in the next decade, many more will follow, because people think it's hopeless. It is not hopeless. So the people have the power, the Congress have the power, and we direct the Congress to stop funding. The agencies are doing exactly what you've described, Bethann.
Well,
I mean,
and
if we...
Yeah, we're going to
reduce the funding of BLM, they would have less power to do the damage.
Well, we're going into another break, and I'm one of those who never gives up. I will not give up unless I'm forced to. We're going to keep battling this because I do believe in the people, and I believe if they have the truth before them, they can make those decisions, they can make those phone calls, they can write those letters, send those emails, and put pressure on these elected officials. You know, they work for us. They kind of forgotten that. They really are supposed to be working for us. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410. And Jay and Beth Ann will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com. Melodycedarstrom.com.
Gold is an investment. Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality product, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cedarstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bio-ag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today. We're in the final segment of today's show, but I'm visiting today with Jay Lear of Heartland Institute. You can visit their website, download, keep in touch, and keep up to date on what's going on. Just go to heartlandinstitute.org. That's heartlandinstitute.org. You know, Jay, I've been thinking really, really hard. I'm going to the Western Conservative Summit this weekend, and I hope that I can chase down a few of these candidates, and I hope they'll talk to me, even though I'm not one of the big boys, you know. And I want to ask them some questions, and I'm trying to narrow it down to some really important questions. If you had one question to ask these candidates, what would it be? Boy, that was an attack.
What are you willing to do? To get rid of our current tax code with 70,000 pages, 4,000 new rules in the last decade.
Wow.
to create a much fairer system to support the government and not encroach on the prosperity of the public.
That was a long
that
question.
That would be my one. Well,
that would be
it
your
would
one
be,
question.
Well, the question is, how will you take the tax code? How will you change the tax code in order to improve life of all our citizens?
Right. I think that's a good question. I think that they need to understand. You know, it bothers me when, and you know, this has happened in other administrations, when they start talking about stimulus money. Because to me, that's a slap in the face and an insult, because we turn the money over to them and then they act like it's theirs. And they, well, we're going to stimulate the economy and give you such, you know, $600.
Let me give you a point of fact. The government has never created a single job, and spending money by the government never creates a job.
No, it doesn't.
It's only entrepreneurs that take people's savings, borrow from a bank to start businesses. Every nickel that the government takes away from us is a barrier and an impediment to further progress, and the government can't conceivably spend money as wisely as you and I and companies that want to create new businesses and build new jobs. So the whole idea of the stimulus was wrong. The whole idea of the tax code. We need a flat tax and get rid of all the loopholes and all the ways people game the system. Warren Buffett is the biggest hypocrite in the world. He wants to tax more, and yet he pays millions to tax lawyers to avoid paying taxes. We need an entire new tax system. Rand Paul, who wouldn't necessarily be my first choice to win the Republican nomination, has put forth a brilliant system of 15.5% flat tax, with the only exemptions being your mortgage and charity, and it would be all on your income, and it doesn't matter whether it's capital gain income or your wages or interest income. It's all treated the same. We need something like that.
Well, we've got a caller from Arkansas. Let's go to Joe here from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Well, today I'm exactly how I sound like I am, and how are you about that?
I'm good.
Okay, I've got a question for Jay. Now, Jay, I wanted to ask you, what do you think of the American Farmland Trust organization? Mm. I was a member of that for about a year one time. You know, it sounded like a good organization. They wanted to preserve farmland, to keep it as farmland and not have it developed urbanly. But then I found it was a Rockefeller organization, so I thought, well, I don't know if I want to support this. So what do you know about that organization? What do you think about it?
I know a little bit. I know a little bit about it, and I'm exactly like you. If it's a Rockefeller-supported organization, I wouldn't support it.
There's something wrong with it.
There's something wrong with it. There's so many organizations whose names sound good, but when you look where the money comes from behind, you find they're liberals virtually on the verge of socialism. You have to question what they're doing. As Beth Ann said earlier in the show, the Conservation Foundation started out doing wonderful things. Now the end result is they want to take land away from the people so that we don't have the right to use our land as we wish. So just on the face of knowing what we both know, I'm not supportive of it.
All right. I'm going to let you go on that, Joe, because I've got some callers and I'm running out of time. We've got Mike from Virginia. Mike, how you doing, huh?
Hey. Hey, I just want to comment on what you guys just said about a flat tax. A flat tax is the worst thing you want, because the IRS started out as a flat tax in 1913 at 1% per annum on corporations making over $250K a year. Look what it's morphed into. The IRS would still exist. You have to abolish the IRS. Get rid of it completely. Now, the The National Retail Tax Alliance proposed a 7-13% straight across the board national resales tax on all new goods and services.
You're going to have to go quick, Mike, because we're running out of time, and you got to give Jay a chance.
So I'll try to do it real quick.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But also repeals the 16th Amendment and abolishes the IRS once and for all.
All right, let's
disagree at all. We don't disagree at all. That's another way to do it. It's a very interesting debate between a flat tax and a tax on everything we buy, and abolishing the IRS is actually the place to start.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to let you go, Mike. We got Tom from Michigan. Everybody waited until the last minute to call. Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Yeah, thank you. It just kind of caught me with the the taxing thing. I was just wondering if the guest is aware that the 16th Amendment did not create any new taxing powers. That was Brush Harbor versus Union Pacific Railroad in 1916. It was confirmed the same year where they came right out and said,
"All right,
in, Stanton Mining versus Baltic, or Stanton versus Baltic Mining.
I am well aware of it. The IRS is basically an unconstitutional organization,
absolutely.
And the taxation is absolutely not legal in its present form.
All
no
right.
question.
I'm going to let you go, Tom. Yeah, that one needs the entire show. We can't just do that in a minute and a half. You know, Jay, there's so many battles to fight, and I really appreciate what you're doing there at Heartland. You guys are staying right on top of these four that you try to do so well at, and it's something that is at the heart of America, and they really are concerned. You know, I've long said, if you want to fix the economy, give the money back to the people. Let them have the money. Let them grow their businesses. Let them do what they need to do, and we will fix the economy. And
Beth Ann, I have one more suggestion.
Really quick.
We need 100 more of you.
Oh. Well, I appreciate that very much. I really do. And we're going to be working together, I hope, a whole lot. And we're just about out of time. But I'm going to tell you what you've done there with the heart. Like I said, you had me when you said you wanted to get rid of the EPA. And I thought, okay, this is my guy. We're going to have him on the air. But we are out of time. But it's going to take all of us. I'm trying to reach out to the think tanks that are really trying to do things. And everybody's got a different topic that they're on and that they're trying to research and take care of and bring the truth before the people. But we're trying to get together, and I'm trying to do that because it's going to seriously, honestly take all of us to bring this nation back to, as I call it, bring America home. And I thank you, Jay, so much for all that you're doing there at Heartland.
Thank you, Beth.
All right, thank you. We're out of time, and it's going to take all of us, folks. We've got to work together to bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.